You are listening to Lee Allure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
As you get comfortable today, I'd like you to wake up. Because a lot of people are already in trance and they're just unaware of it. They're in a trance that tells them something that is different from how they'd like to be or what they'd like to do. So I need you to wake up right now. I need your unconscious mind to simply go, oh shit, we've been in a trance this whole time. Wake up now. Are you sure you're awake right now? Are you certain that you can find yourself coming up and up and up in a way that is so clearly deliberate that you actually are awake right now? How do you know that you aren't in trance right now? How do you know? How do you be sure that you're not in a state of trance right now? How do you know that somebody didn't hypnotize you a long time ago to be in a state of trance that is less than useful for you? I mean, many of you have been playing around with hypnosis for a long time. So how do you know that in this moment you are not wide awake? And how do you know in this moment you are not deeply in trance? Let your unconscious mind think about that for a bit. Are you wide awake? Can you be more wide awake? Are you deeply in trance? Are you sure? Can you go more deeply in trance right now? What does it feel like for your mind to simply accept that you don't know what state you're in most of the time, but you can change whatever state it is that you are in to something different? Maybe you are in a trance and you can go more deeply into a trance, but only go more deeply into a trance if it's a useful and practical state of trance for you. Maybe you are wide awake to begin with, and you've never been in a trance at all, but I don't know what that's like, and you really don't know either, because our brains definitely go into a trance at least twice a day, whether you're aware of that state of trance or not. So are you awake or are you asleep? Can you go more deeply awake right now, and can you easily come up into a lovely state of sleep? Let your brain simply get to that point where you find yourself dropping down deeper and deeper into whichever state of awakeness and awareness or sleep that you prefer. As long as you find that no matter where you are, your brain is capable of accepting suggestions, because of course it is, because that's what we do. It's easier for you to find yourself accepting suggestions if you perhaps stop thinking about the idea that no matter what state you're in, you're accepting suggestions. And as your brain realizes that you can accept suggestions, whether you're wide awake or deeply asleep, you'll realize it just doesn't matter. If you have ever bought anything, you've been suggestible. Most of the time people buy things when they think they're awake, but they're actually in some sort of thrall state for the item that they're buying, whether or not they'd put it that way. So drop down more and more deeply into trance right now. Feel how incredibly good that is for your brain to just accept that you don't know what state you're in and that that's okay. But you can find yourself dropping down more deeply into trance right now. Because dropping down deeply into trance right now always feels so very good. And the more you find yourself dropping down deeply, deeply into trance, the better it gets. Feel how nice that is. Just let go. And drop. And drop. And drop down more completely into a state of usefulness. Give in. Just drop. Over and over again right now. Just drop. And the more your unconscious mind takes you down more deeply into a state of trance, or more widely awake, I don't know, the better you can feel. And isn't that fascinating for you to know that whether you're deeply in trance or wide awake, you can find yourself feeling better? Hold on to how powerful it is for your unconscious mind to just keep giving in, to just accept, to just drop down, to just realize that your unconscious mind is happy to be here, right now, because it's always paying attention, whether you're wide awake or deeply in trance. And your unconscious mind can get better and better at paying attention to the sound of my voice, whether you're deeply asleep or wide awake. And perhaps your unconscious mind can get better at paying attention to you, whether you're deeply asleep or wide awake. So be kind to your unconscious self, and notice how good it feels to be deeply asleep or wide awake, all at the same time. As you find yourself in that state of feeling so very good, perhaps you realize that there are deep, deep, deep pools, rings of trance inside you. Feel how nice that is to accept that, to feel the sound of my voice right now. And as you drop down deeper, as you give in to each and every one of those rings, each and every one of those rings of trance, perhaps you realize that they're all concentric together. There's all those rings. Maybe they overlap in certain areas in certain ways. Maybe you have one of those really cool, spinny, hypnotic things that they sell down in Florida that are sort of cut into patterns and they catch the wind and they spin around. And maybe your thoughts are like that too. Can you imagine what it would be like if your thoughts were just concentric, adjacent to, sharing the same focus point right now? Just keep dropping and dropping again. And the more your unconscious mind uncovers all the things that share the same focus point, the same center, the same axis, you can know how good it feels to let your thoughts drop away because you didn't really need them. You probably never really needed them. Just drop. Drop down more and more deeply right now. And the more you find yourself in that space of feeling how good it feels to be wide awake or to be deeply in trance, you choose, your unconscious mind can know that it gets more and more capable every single day. Your unconscious mind makes improvements every single day, whether or not you see them. It's like some people don't know that they've moved any of the pile of sand because they only see the grains. They don't see one pile to another. They don't see the changes in themselves that other people might recognize or notice. But your brain can know that it feels good to improve yourself. Your unconscious mind can recognize and appreciate every time you find yourself doing something that's a little bit different and a little bit better for you than you did before. Whether it's sit-ups, whether it's eating more healthfully, whether it's learning something that your brain could put to good use. Each and every day we find ourselves doing something a little bit better than the day before. We work to improve ourselves powerfully and positively, even if our conscious selves are not aware of it. Humans are so fucking fantastically amazing at rationalizing almost anything. I wonder what would happen if we stopped rationalizing stuff and just started accepting things as they are. Not things are this way because I think they are this way. And certainly not people are this way because I think they're this way. One of the worst things that you can do, I think, is to put words about other people into your head without any basis, without any actual basis. But people are really great at rationalizing. And they come up with all sorts of excuses and ideas for why a thing is the way it is. Some of my favorite things involve people. My favorite stories involve people who have rationalized why they can't do a thing, say with an arm. Nothing wrong with the arm. They just hold it in a certain way. And they refuse to believe that their arm could actually be of any use, and they use the other one, and they'll make excuses for why the one that they're not using can't be used. And they may actually have nothing to do with the arm itself. It's just something in their mind has been preventing them from actually realizing the truth of what's going on, because our unconscious mind likes to protect us. So when our unconscious mind tries to protect us, sometimes it comes up with really fascinatingly weird things. And so we need to undo those things. We need to tell our unconscious self that it's okay. We'll come through this just fine, even if it hurts a little bit, but we need you to do something different. Let that arm work. And notice as that arm works that everything feels a little bit better. Drop down deeper and deeper into trance and accept that your unconscious mind has a focus point somehow, somewhere. Maybe things are tangential. Maybe they're just next to each other and they don't actually share the same focus point. But if you moved around and looked at things from a different perspective, you might be able to make things line up. Should you do that? I can't tell you. Your brain will have to figure that out on its own. If it's practical for you, if it's worthwhile for you. If it feels good to let it happen, drop down deeper and deeper again until your mind is just wide awake or deeply in trance. Whichever one you find yourself choosing, you can notice that it feels remarkably fascinating to perhaps not know whether you're wide awake or deeply in trance. And perhaps as you find yourself in that state of not knowing whether you're wide awake or deeply in trance, your unconscious mind can simply sort things out for you. What does that mean? Has your unconscious mind been working on something? Have you consciously been working on something that you haven't been able to do yet? Maybe your unconscious mind right now can go, oh my God, it would just be so easy. I flick this switch, I turn this dial, I spin this knob. I put this here instead of there. I go in and I forgive myself. I go in and I thank myself. I go back to a time when everything seemed fine to me, and I anchor in how good it felt to be fine. And then to realize that no matter what, I have resources now that I didn't have then, so it's easier for me to both tell myself that it's fine and then to go in and make it fine, and to drop down more and more deeply, or become more and more wide awake. And don't fine yourself for thinking things that aren't true. Your unconscious mind can know that it's fine to think things that aren't true as long as you're aware that you know that they aren't really true and that you can adjust that. So drop down deeper and come up again right now and feel how nice that is to allow your brain as you drop down deeper and deeper into trance to simply know that everything in life is so remarkable. Nature itself is so darn remarkable. Did you ever look at things under the microscope? Did you ever notice that the closer we get to seeing something on the microscopic level, the more fascinating and amazing it becomes? Humans can't possibly recreate things like that. I mean, that's not true. We can. We're good at reproduction, at least in the person-to-person sense. But if we try to recreate anything with machines or our bodies, generally speaking, they're not as perfect as anything that nature can do. If you were to take a look at some of the tiny flying creatures and take a look at the way their wings are put together, there's something so beautiful about the perfectness of that natural thing. And we are also perfect in our own ways. If we could go deeply inside ourselves and take a look and watch the way our unconscious mind allows our heart to beat and lets our lungs breathe and lets us blink, all those things completely and totally unconscious actions, we might notice that there's something perfect and beautiful about all of that and about the way our unconscious mind works in general. So I wonder whether you're deeply asleep or wide awake or deeply asleep, if your unconscious mind can think about how perfect things can be, about how it's possible to reset ourselves. You can't really uncrack an egg, but what would happen if you were to take an egg and crack it and then realize that the egg itself was one of the most perfect foods you could possibly have? Would you cook it up? Would you make eggnog and drink it raw? Would it suffice for a hangover? Or would you find yourself wanting to create something exquisite with it? Would you separate the yolk and the white? Would you beat them up together or separately? Would you make stiff peaks out of the white and adding a little sugar? Would you make something delightful, creamy, and fatty with the yolk? Would you let it coat yourself, your food, your body, your mouth, your stomach, in a way that's nourishing and fascinating? Or would you let that go? Would you even think of an egg in any of those ways at all? But now perhaps you are, or now perhaps you aren't. Can you stop thinking about what that might be? Thinking about an egg make you hungry? Or perhaps thinking about an apple makes you hungry? If an apple a day keeps the doctor away, what can you imagine that it might do for your brain in keeping you healthy, or your body in keeping you healthy too? I don't know that an apple is as perfect as an egg. I'm pretty pro-egg. But your brain can know how fascinatingly good it is to realize that you can take in nourishment in many forms, and that each one of those forms can be good for you in its own special way. You wouldn't want a diet of just one thing. Mostly. But it can get simple and easy to do that if you wanted to. If I was to pick a diet of just one thing, I would want it to be the best thing I could possibly have. Something that wouldn't bore me. Something that would fill me up. Something that would be good for me. Drop down deeper right now and feel your unconscious mind thinking about all the things that you can find yourself putting in your body or doing to your body that allow you to get the most out of it. Allow you to power through whatever it is that you need to in your days. Or allow your brain to find itself at peak performance. Go down more and more deeply into a state of wonder and delight, as your unconscious mind doesn't have to think about any of these things at all. It's so easy to forget to remember any of the things that I say, unless any of them happen to be so important that your mind realizes that it must hold on to them. Nah. I'll probably say them again. I do like repetition. But your brain can improve in all the ways that it needs to, as you find yourself concentrating on those concentric circles. In your mind, layers and layers of trance and awareness and awakeness and deep sleepness, until each and every one of those things blurs a bit together, until you realize that you don't need to rationalize, that all you need to do is accept what's there, to really, really accept what's there, to be accepting of yourself, whatever it is that you are, whatever it is that you do, can make a massive difference in your perception of you in this planet, in this world, in this life. And you can discover that when you accept yourself as you actually are, that it can get easier for you to notice that you can make any of the changes you'd like. The changes are not dependent upon me. They're really all dependent upon you. You're the one who finds the way to make things happen within you. I am simply a guide. I have not been everywhere. I do not know everything, but I've been to a lot of places, and I know that your unconscious mind is amazing, and I know that your unconscious self is happy. To give in to allowing you to be the best you that you know how to. And I wonder what that means for you, to find yourself thinking about the ways in which you could be better, and for your unconscious self and your conscious self to work together to determine how you might make that happen. And as you find yourself in that state of working on making that happen, perhaps you find yourself reading a new book, or getting some more exercise, or learning to cook. Maybe you decide that some things are better for you than others, and you find yourself thinking about all the ways in which you can have the very best for yourself, and let go of the things that are unhelpful and unuseful. No matter what those are, no matter if they're internal or external. I talk a lot about letting things go. Sometimes if I get a headache, and it's just a slight headache, I breathe in, and I imagine that my breath is cutting the headache away from wherever it is that I feel it, and then when I breathe out, it takes all the stuff, all the headache, and I can send it out of my body. And I can usually, if it's a light headache, do that over and over again until it's gone. I wonder if there are things within you that you can imagine getting rid of in some way. It doesn't mean a thing can never come back, but it's never the same thing. It's always a little bit different. Every time you find yourself getting rid of something, you can notice that it becomes easier and easier to just let it happen automatically, to notice that your unconscious mind can notice that you might possibly find yourself having a headache, and then just take a deep breath in and cut those things away and then breathe out before your conscious self is even aware that you did it. Because you've trained yourself to know what it is that you wanted. What you wanted was to feel good. Don't you want to feel good? To allow your brain to, in any way that it feels most signifies the way your brain works, to get rid of a thing from inside you, to breathe it out and get rid of it, and notice that as you do that, it's gone. It's no more. It disintegrates, it evaporates, it's hit by laser beams and destroyed. And feel how fascinating that is for your unconscious mind to realize that its abilities and its powers and its resources can affect you now or going back in time You can always go back in time and think about a thing, and give yourself more power to deal with whatever it was that you couldn't then, to resolve it in your own mind, and to just feel better and better about it. Hold on to how fascinating it is to let your unconscious mind be more and more powerful every single day, to be better at whatever it is you'd like it to be better at every single day. And then on a 10, you can find yourself, eyes open, stretching a little bit, feeling fantastic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake.
Thank you for listening.